So, Tia, you've been to lots of multi-school meetings. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, what you think about them and why they're important?
I think they're very important because every child is important, especially children like me, children with needs, children that aren't, that are very special.
You said about different needs there. What needs do you mean, Tia?
Well, for one of my friends, he thinks of stuff differently. He thinks things that aren't funny are funny, and he thinks that are funny aren't funny.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And stuff like me. And I can understand things that other people can't, and I can't understand things that other people can.
Because all our brains are so different, aren't they, Tia? And you spoke about being autistic. What does being autistic mean to you, Tia?
It means that I'm not like the other special children that are in my class. And I think with our help, we could change the world.
Absolutely, Tia. I think you've spoke loads in multi-school meetings. You're really good at talking about things. And you just told me before doing this podcast, Tia, that you've just read a book about autism. What's the book called?
My Autism Book.
Brilliant. And what did the book say? What kind of things did it say in there? Can you remember?
It said stuff like sometimes you might sometimes like to play on your own and do your homework by yourself, or you might not like crowds, or you might be sad that you're not in crowds.
Everyone's different, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's what makes everybody in the world special.
100%. That's a really good message, Tia. And you're really good at talking about these things because you're now a head girl, aren't you, for Chelmsford, which is brilliant. What does it mean to you, Tia, to be head girl of the multi-schools?
It means to me that I think maybe someday we might be able to get the schools and all get to know each other and maybe be even become pen pals with each school, with each other, or go on school trips with each other.
Definitely. We've said that, haven't we? It's really important to meet children from other schools. And do you think, has that been one of the best bits, do you think, from the multi-school meetings?
Yeah, because then we get to meet other children that need help and we can help them. And that's what's most important to me.
In those meetings, it gives children a chance to talk about things that are important. Why is it important that teachers and adults listen to young people, do you think, Tia?
Because then they can know what the children and what the grown-ups think about things, and they would know when they need help to help other children, or if they need help for themselves.
And you're the best people to talk about that, Tia, which is why I'm really, really pleased that you're our new head girl. So one of the things you've spoke to me before about, Tia, is the word anxiety. Do you want to tell us a bit about like what anxiety means to you, Tia?
It means change.
Okay, yeah.
And it means that you're afraid that if things change, nothing will be the same anymore. Like you won't have the same friends, you won't be at the same school, things like that.
Absolutely. And things are really different at the moment, aren't they, Tia? Because we're all having to stay inside.
Yeah, it's upsetting for me because I can't actually see my friends. And it's also upsetting because a few days before the lockdown, a few of my friends were actually happy about it.
Yeah.
And made me sad.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure it did, Tia.
And I'm especially upset because I can't see the teachers anymore either. And I love my teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've been into your school, Tia. It is a brilliant school. And what kind of things are you doing at home then to try and keep yourself happy?
Well, we're actually doing a school project that Miss Mowbray set up for me. And it's a story about the sword and the stone. I actually already drew a picture. We tried to establish to me what how to plan the story, but I ended up accidentally saying the whole story, the whole start of the story. Before that, way before I even knew about the coronavirus, once when we went to the cinema, I got 2 sticks from KFC, and yeah. I made a sword, and I took a few home, and I made out of 2 of them 2 swords. One was the sword and the stone, and I'm going to make another one for my dad, since I already made one for mummy.
Nice. Now that sounds really good. It gives us a chance to learn in different ways and do different things, I think, Tia. When we do go back to schools, some children have told us they feel like a little bit worried about that. What do you think schools could do to help children feel better when they do come back?
I think some of them will think, yay, I got to see my friends again. And a few of them will think, oh, we're going to school again.
So you say you love school, Tia. What, for you, what are the best things about school?
Well, one, I love art class because we get to express ourselves. Art is almost like you're saying your feelings, but not even with words. So like if, let's say, you were upset about something and you were too shy to say about it, you could just use art to draw it and people would be able to know what you're upset about and could help you through it.
Definitely. That's some really good advice, Tia. Again, I know from speaking with other children, they do find art and music sometimes a good way of like expressing themselves. So that's some really good comments, Tia.
Music is actually the best medicine for when you're upset, because you can make some to show you how you're feeling. You can use it sometimes to make you feel a bit happy or calm.
Absolutely. Again, some really good advice, Tia. And if there's other children listening to this, hopefully they can say, yes, I can do that as well. So I've been into your school a couple of times, Tia. And last time I come in, I did an assembly where we spoke about like mental health. Why is it important that we talk about mental health in schools, do you think, Tia?
One, because you might be sick and somebody might want to help you through it, and it's okay if you get embarrassed about telling people about it, because that's actually what you should do if you don't feel well. Just tell people. Like, let's say you were going to go to a new school, but you didn't want to tell your friends yet. Just tell a teacher, put it in a rowing monster, just do anything to make you feel a bit more calm.
Brilliant.
Because people will help you through anything.
It's about finding the right people, isn't it? The people that want to listen and help.
My parents and my teachers and my friends are all helping me out through something I'm going through. My parents have sadly broken up and there's a coronavirus and my dog Titch might have a tick. And it's a lot to handle, but my friends, my teachers and my parents are all helping me through it. That's how I know it's going to be okay.
Fantastic. That, Tia, you've been so honest there as well. It's lovely to hear you speak so honestly. I also wanted to ask you about like being head girl. It's a great role to have. What things do you want to maybe try and do as head girl for the multi schools?
Connect the schools. And at my school, we share a building with a different school, St. Mary's. And I'm thinking maybe one day a year we could like have an open day when we could connect all the schools. Some schools that aren't with us could come into our school and we could mix, and we could finally open the doors that keep St. Mary's and us apart, and we could all mix together.
Brilliant. That's a brilliant idea. And we know from speaking with other children, Tia, that in schools not everybody understands autism, because we don't talk about it enough. What more do we need to do, Tia, to help others understand autism a bit better?
Just talk about your feelings and understand, because it's okay if you feel embarrassed or scared or upset or feel sick in the tummy. Because if you tell friends or teachers or family, it'll all be okay, because they'll help you through it. And that's what matters.
Absolutely. And so talking is the best way to help yourself and to help others. So that's brilliant. I think, Tia, you've answered so many different questions there. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about or say while I'm talking to you?
Just express yourself, because that's the one way you understand yourself. Because when you express yourself, you won't just, people won't just find out things about you. You'll find out things about you.
Dude, that's a really good way of looking at it, Tia. And I think hopefully that will inspire some young people who listen to this to think, yeah, I'm going to be proud of who I am and I'm going to express myself. So thank you very much, Tia, because you've given some really, really good advice. These episodes are supported by the brilliant Active Essex, who sought out some funding for us to continue these episodes. If you'd like to advertise on any of our shows, please get in touch with me by emailing mschoolscouncil@gmail.com.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.